My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of the National Opinion Service. And we'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Share your opinion. Okay, great. Thank you. Now, moving forward, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, chance of 50-50, or you will not vote? What's your opinion?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you tell me what is your age, please?
60.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving forward. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? What's your opinion?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particular warm or cold. Okay, sir? You may use any number from 0 to 100, remember, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one, organization, is Moms for Liberty, from 0 to 100.
I haven't heard of
them. Okay. How about charter schools in general, to the best of your knowledge? From 0 to 100. Remember, 0 means you feel very warm and favorable. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. So charter schools, what number should we give them?
50.
Okay, thank you. And how about public schools in general, to the best of your knowledge?
75.
Okay, and continue with woke culture or wokeism, the idea? 0 to 100?
Well, doing what?
The woke culture or wokeism, the idea. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. How about public teachers in general? Public school teachers. Okay, 100. And how about Mr. Donald Trump? From 0 to 100. 75. And how about the U.S. Department of Education? Same question. 0 to 100.
What? 50.
How about Joe Biden, 0 to 100?
20.
20. And the National Education Association, or NEA, in general, to the best of your knowledge, 0 to 100?
40.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward, I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How would you rate them?
Average.
Okay, so how should I recall your answer just for the sake of a research? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Yes, sir?
Say it again.
How should I recall your answer? You think the quality of public schools in the U.S. are excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. Thank you, sir. Moving forward. Now, would you say the public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse? What's your opinion, to the best of your knowledge?
Getting better.
Okay, getting better. Now, How important do you think is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Sir, please rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students, and 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Here's the first one. How important is for public schools to prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math for 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And how important it is to teach for public schools to prepare students to develop critical thinking skills from 0 to 10?
10.
And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market from 0 to 10. And how important it is for to teach students to develop social skills from 0 to 10.
10.
And how important it is for them to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world from 0 to 10.
5.
Okay, and how important it is for public schools to prepare students to be ready for higher education like college, like 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward. Okay, now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public schools education? What's your opinion? Not enough, too much, or about right?
About right.
About right, okay. And, I'm sorry, about right, here we go. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, okay. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, and being banned by some lawmakers. Some say the ban in CRT is simply playing politics with education. Now, sir, would you agree or disagree that CRT bans is mainly about politics? Agree or disagree?
I don't know what CRT is.
I understand. Okay, we're going to get to that in a minute, okay? Thank you, sir. But we can move forward. Believe me, there's no right or wrong answers, okay? Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public school? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement, real quick. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree strongly, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Same question. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Okay.
Strongly. Agree? Okay. Now, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. Now, for each one, sir, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it. Okay, here's the first one. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you strongly support that idea? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that idea?
Somewhat support.
Okay, how about the idea of protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality? Same question. Support strongly, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that idea?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. How about the idea of adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
A what?
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Do you strongly support that idea?
What is it?
The ethnic studies unit?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I had written, and I'm required to read verbatim, and right now that's all I had written. So in order not to influence your opinion, to the best of your knowledge, whatever you understand. And if you don't want to share your opinion or have no opinion on the matter, just let me know so we can move forward. But let me read it again, okay, sir? How about the idea of adding an ethnic studies unit to the case?
I'm not hearing you. An ethnic study
unit to K-12 public schools curriculum. So they want to add it to the curriculums in the schools. Do you strongly support that idea? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that idea?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And how about the idea of increasing discipline in schools?
I support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay.
Strongly.
How about the last idea? Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic, or books that they believe they are dealing properly with racial issues. They used to strongly support that idea, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that idea.
Somewhat oppose.
Okay, thank you, sir. We almost finished, okay? Now, some U.S. Yeah. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. Now, this new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to K-12 public schools curriculum? Support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Oppose strongly or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some arguments that others might make about education in America. Sir, please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find this very convincing argument, a 5 means somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or too unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. The U. How convincing is that argument from 0 to 10? A 0 means not at all convincing. A 5 is somewhat convincing, and a 10 is very convincing. What number?
7.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, working diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. A student improves the critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world. A skill that college and employers value. For 0 to 10, how convincing is that argument?
10.
Okay. And we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or our carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents or certainly not politicians. How convincing is that argument from 0 to 10?
5.
5? Okay, thank you. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, sir, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree with that statement? Do you agree somewhat? Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Somewhat agree, okay. That teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree or disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay, but somewhat what? Agree or disagree? Somewhat agree. Okay, there's somewhat disagree. Thank you, sir. Let's finish this up real quick. Just for statistical
I'm bad done.
Okay, the last few questions just for statistical purpose only. What's the last grade of your school that you have completed? 11 to what? 11th grade, high school? College graduate, okay. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employer, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I'm a self-employed.
Self-employed, okay, thank you. Now moving forward, okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, divorced, or widow?
Married,
thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your household? Yes or no?
On what?
Do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not so strong?
Strong.
A strong Republican. And do you have an answer? You say no. And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public schools in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended charter schools or private schools or homeschools in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you, sir. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice or more a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, never?
Every
week. Thank you, sir. And now, for each of the following descriptions, I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Is that applies to you or anyone in your house?
Say it again.
Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Is that applies to you or someone in your house?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, to you or someone in your house? Someone in your house or to you personally?
To me.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Is that applies to you or anyone in your house?
Yeah, my wife.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural? Urban. Yes. What was it? Urban, suburban, or rural? The area where you live. How would you describe it?
Royal.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your time. Very kind of you for taking the time to help us. Enjoy the rest of the evening. This concludes our survey. Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.